Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker in chief. And you know what? I think we've all got a little bit of that overthinking bug in us. It can be like that persistent itch you just can't scratch, always swirling around in our minds. But guess what? We're here to fight back. Today, we're diving into something super important, practicing mindful eating and self-care. Because let's face it, taking care of ourselves isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, so those are nice. It's about being present in our lives, especially when it comes to the food we put in our bodies. Ever felt like you're scarfing down your lunch while scrolling through social media, barely even tasting what you're eating? Or maybe you find yourself reaching for that extra cookie because of stress or boredom, instead of genuine hunger. We've all been there. It's easy to fall into those autopilot patterns. But the good news is, we can break free and cultivate a healthy relationship with food and ourselves. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started on your mindful eating journey. 1. Slow down. I know, life is busy. But seriously, take a moment to savor each bite. Put down your phone, turn off the TV, and focus on the textures, aromas, and flavors of your food. Think about where it came from, how it was prepared, and appreciate the nourishment it provides. It's amazing what the difference this simple act can make. 2. Listen to your body. Ever heard that saying, eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full? It sounds basic, but it's so powerful. Pay attention to those hunger cues. Don't force yourself to finish everything on your plate if you're truly satisfied. And remember, thirst can often be mistaken for hunger. So, grab a glass of water before reaching for another snack. 3. Ditch the distractions. Those notifications, emails, and social media feeds can seriously hijack our attention. When you're eating, create a distraction-free zone. Put your phone away, close your laptop, and focus on the present moment. This helps you enjoy your food more and prevents mindless overeating. 4. Mindful treats. Let's be real, we all deserve an occasional treat. But instead of feeling guilty, practice mindful indulgence. Choose a dessert or snack that you truly love and savor every bite. Appreciate the taste, texture, and experience without guilt or shame. After all, life is about balance, right? 5. Self-care beyond food. Mindful eating isn't just about what we put in our bodies, it's also about taking care of ourselves holistically. Think about getting enough sleep, moving your body regularly, even a walk around the block counts. Practicing relaxation techniques like meditation or deep breathing, and spending time doing things that bring you joy. Remember that time when you were so stressed about work that you grabbed a bag of chips while scrolling through emails? Yeah, that's where mindless eating kicks in. You're not truly hungry, but the stress and distraction lead to automatic munching. But what if we flip the script? Imagine this. You take a break from your desk, go for a 15-minute walk, listen to your favorite music, and come back feeling refreshed. Then, you sit down to your meal with a clear head and genuine hunger. You taste each bite, appreciate the nourishment it provides, and leave the table feeling satisfied instead of sluggish. See the difference? So, my friends, let's break free from the overthinking cycle and embrace mindful eating and self-care. It's about creating a more conscious and fulfilling relationship with ourselves and the world around us. Take those steps to practice mindful eating today. Listen to your body, slow down, and savor each bite. And remember, you deserve to feel good, both physically and mentally. So go out there, treat yourself with kindness, and rock this journey of self-care. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode with me. I love hearing from you. You can leave a comment on the podcast page or tag me on social media. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with tips and tricks for a calmer, more focused mind. Until next time, keep overthinking your way to mindfulness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.